now, back to Brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is potpourri. Each of my guests is discussing an interesting subject, no two of which are related. My next guest is a research librarian and a master detective on the internet. She'll reveal some secret sources on the internet that can help us in our everyday lives from her book, The Internet Book of Life. And if you have questions or if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Irene McDermott is a writer and a reference librarian at Crowell Public Library in the city of San Marino, California. Information Today has just published her book, The Internet Book of Life. Her column, Internet Express, appears monthly in Searcher magazine. Irene lives in Pasadena with her son. Joining us from Pasadena. Hi, Irene. How are you today?
Oh, I'm really well, Bill. How are you?
I'm terrific. Thank you for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. And when I booked you, it made me think of that Spencer Tracy, Katharine Hepburn movie, Desk Set. And I don't know if you're familiar with that, but what's that?
Oh, yes, that's a wonderful film.
Well, yeah, being a research librarian, I can see why you would know that. But in the movie, for those who don't know it, Spencer Tracy comes in and installs a computer in a company to replace Katharine Hepburn and three other research librarians. In the end, Katharine Hepburn actually outperforms the computer and is retained. Now, I always knew, Irene, that humans were smarter than computers. I mean, after all, we built the computers. But Google and the internet really provides a great deal of information. A human filter like yourself really helps sort through the weeds of the internet. So that's what your book does so wonderfully. Tell us about the difference in your mind as a research librarian between information, things you can get on Google, and knowledge, which research librarians possess.
Well, the thing that's great about the internet, it's one of its great strengths and great weaknesses, is that anyone can publish anything on the internet. As long as I sign up and pay my $100 a year to GoDaddy, I can put up a site and say anything I want to, which is fine, but if I, as a person who's looking for information, need reliable resources, I have to know what to look for when I'm searching. And that's what I want to provide with my book. As a librarian, we have quality points that we look for in reference resources on the web, and we try to make sure that we give you the quality resource points, not just anybody's opinion.
Well, and I think that's what makes your book and what you do so very valuable. But I guess, I mean, a bigger question, an overriding question, why hasn't the role of research librarian sort of sprung up to help people who are suffering through all of the information overload?
Well, I think that people aren't aware that their taxpayer dollars are actually paying for that very, very service in public libraries today. Public libraries, you would think that since we started offering internet service, our usage might have gone down. In the last 15 years, in fact, it's gone up 50%. People come to the library not only for books, but for accessing the internet through the library. And we're right at their side, ready to help them find the most quality resources.
Well, that's good. Now, being an internet user myself, I know that, like you said, there's a lot of stuff out there that is at least undependable and sometimes just flat out wrong or fraudulent. The big question is, though, how do you get knowledge and be discerning about this? I'm worried mostly about our educational system, Irene. Are we teaching our children how to be critical thinkers enough to evaluate the types of information they're seeing on the internet?
Well, certainly school librarians are. Unfortunately, these are being cut from many school districts. But we do try as librarians to teach that kind of literacy in the schools when school librarians are available. There's a website called the Internet Public Library, or IPL.org, that has actually been assembled by librarians, where we put up our favorite sites, our most reliable sites, and you can search that on any subject, and it will come up with a reliable site for you to use.
Oh, that is great. My guest is Irene McDermott. She's the author of the brand new book, The Internet Book of Life, Use the Web to Grow Richer, Smarter, Healthier, and Happier. And Irene, what I liked about your book is you put a unique spin on the information that's in there. You approach the internet from the perspective of what it can do and to improve our everyday life. So let's take a look at some of the things that you address there. Let's start with money and home. I mean, you've got a section in there on shopping and savings. What sorts of things should we be looking for on the internet to help us save some money during these tough times?
Well, certainly we can compare prices very easily using Amazon.com, for example, or even just shopping.com. There's some great site called Brad Deals, where he comes up every day with some savings. There are coupon sites, and there's a wonderful site that I just came across called Gift Card Granny.
Gift Card Granny? Now, what does Gift Card Granny do?
Gift Card Granny is actually a broker site for discounting gift cards. So, for instance, if you got a gift card for The Gap, and you never go to The Gap, you can sell your gift card on Gift Card Granny or exchange it for a gift card that you might use. You can also buy outright gift cards at a discount that other people have sold.
Oh, that's a fantastic system. That's Gift Card Granny. All right, Irene, let's talk about something that's probably very topical for many people listening to the sounds of our voice, and that is finding a job, whether they don't have a job now or because the economy may start to show signs of recovering soon, they may be looking for a new job, getting out of the one that they're in. What are some of the resources on the Internet for finding a job?
Well, there's some great ones, and one of them is called Indeed.com. And what that is a website that searches across various classified ad websites, and it will so you can narrow your search down to a particular area, to a particular keyword, and you can find all the jobs that are being advertised in that area. So that works pretty well. There's another one called SimplyHired.com, which is very, very good. And there are also sites on the web that can help you to build a resume that I have in my book. If you haven't done that in a while, it can help you prepare a resume and then to save it in a PDF format or whatever kind of format you need to send on to an employer.
All right, Irene, are there sites on the Internet that would help me to get retraining if I needed to retrain? Let's say that I was an auto mechanic or an auto worker in a factory and I got laid off. Is there something where I could go to learn new skills so I could branch out and get away from the old occupation that I had?
Absolutely, especially for learning the new Microsoft Office applications on the web. Microsoft actually has training applications on the web that you can get at office.microsoft.com where you can learn how to use Microsoft Word or Excel. So that's a very, very good thing that they have. You can learn Spanish online. You can get writing tips. There is even, if you need some educational opportunities, iTunes has a free service called iTunes U, where you can go through iTunes and get free recorded college, university classes online.
Well, now that sounds fascinating. Are these legitimate colleges, or is this some snake oil college in the back room, a boiler room someplace?
Absolutely not. I believe they even have some from Yale on there.
Well, Yale, I don't know. That's one of those snake oil rooms. Not as good as Duke University. But that's for another time, another discussion. My guest is Irene McDermott, author of the book, The Internet Book of Life. So let's go back to Simply Hired or Indeed.com. Let's say I'm looking for a reference librarian position here in Ventura, California. Can I get that granular? Can I look for only reference librarian jobs in a particular geographic area?
In my experience, I can put in librarian and then the geographic area and find jobs in that area. For Californians who are looking for a job, there's a wonderful site called jobstar.org that was assembled by a librarian. And she knows that when we look for a job, we look for one locally. If I'm in Ventura, I don't really want to move to Minneapolis tomorrow. I want to stay close by. But she has resources that are designed for Californians, including the phone banks of jobs. So if I call, for instance, Kaiser, I can get their phone line that has their job listings on the telephone.
Oh, now that's a valuable resource. My guest is Irene McDermott. Irene, let's stay with things that can either help us make money or save money. And one of the areas that you spend a great deal of time on in your book is buying and repairing an automobile, particularly now when most of us aren't trading in our cars and getting new ones. What are some resources out there that we can tap into on the Internet to keep our car healthy during these times?
Well, one of my favorites, I didn't make it into the book. It's a new one that's growing. It's called Dent Betty.
Dent Betty,
where you can take a picture of your car if you've been in an accident or you've had a ding, and you can put it up online in your area and get quotes from local repair shops to see who will repair your car. for a good price. So I think that one's great. But there are wonderful ones, of course, to be able to compare prices on cars and find their reliability, that kind of thing. It's the Auto Trader. I particularly like buying recently discarded cars from rental sites like Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Now you can. There are some great information from the Car Talk guys that tell you how to fix your car, and there are even online some videos that show you how to get a dent out of your car with dry ice and that kind of thing.
With dry ice, that sounds like magic.
And a hair dryer. So yeah, you make it cold and then you make it hot. Sometimes the dent will pop right out.
Well, there you go. Now, there's something we learned right here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. My guest is Irene McDermott. Irene, these internet websites for automobiles have put a lot of pressure on the automobile dealers themselves, because now consumers can go online, find out a lot of information, as you said, about the car prior to even walking into the showroom and talking to a salesperson. And in some cases, the consumer may know more about the car than the salesperson himself or herself. So talk to me about arming yourself with that information before you go to make any kind of a purchase. What recommendations do you have there?
Well, I would say not only you should not only know about the car that you want to purchase, but you should have financing lined up before you walk in the door. So that's why it's always good to go to bankrate.com, see if you can arrange a loan before you even step on to the car lot. And that way you have something to negotiate with. I have this much to spend because I have this much of a loan already arranged. So that would be my big advice.
All right. Well, that is good advice. All right, Irene, let's turn our attention away from making money or saving money, and let's talk about amusements and diversions on the Internet. One of the big things that the Internet has become known for is travel on the web, and look, the different resources that are out there for travel. So talk to me, in your book, what do you identify as some of the best travel resources available on the web?
Well, you can become your own travel agent. And now, when things get complicated, like if you're going to be going on a very, very long trip or in different countries, it's wise to still turn to a human travel agent. But for simple travel, there's nothing like comparing airline ticket prices and trying to buy them on, for instance, kayak.com, which can find the lowest prices that are available at the moment. Now, Bing Travel has bought a service that can help you see where the airline prices are going. In other words, is the trip you want to take, are the prices going up? Are they predicted to stay the same? Are they predicted to go down? So you could sort of time your purchase of tickets.
Now, that's an interesting concept. So you're sort of like looking into the future to determine whether the price of a ticket to St. Louis is going up or going down. How would Bing Travel be able to do that? I mean, isn't it just as much a guess as anything else?
Well, I believe that they, I heard a story on this, is a fellow who actually developed an algorithm to be able to predict where prices are going in a general way. So Bing bought that from him. And so that's how it works.
And it made him a very wealthy man, no doubt. My guest is Irene McDermott, author of the book, The Internet Book of Life. So many different things on the Internet. But one area that I found fascinating in your book was web help for procrastination and productivity. Give us some ideas of sites that can help me overcome my procrastination. Will you, Irene?
Well, I'll tell you, this is something that I have problems with myself, if you can believe it. It's very hard for writers to sit down and just write. As I always say to myself, my house is never so clean as when I'm writing at home. And because, you know, the all of a sudden the bathroom has to be clean. But there are some great sites. In fact, Getting Things Done, which is has been an important site for people with productivity, is very helpful. Franklin Covey has some information. But really what it comes down to is it's a matter of being able to concentrate for short spurts at a time. So there's an article about the Pomodoro technique, which is where you set an alarm and work for 20 minutes, and then you stop. And often just getting started will be very, very helpful with with procrastination.
The Pomodoro technique is not one that I've heard of. Now, as a research librarian, Irene, did you do your homework when you mentioned the David Allen Company, Getting Things Done? David Allen Company is based right here in Ventura County. Did you specifically call that out because you knew they were based here in Ventura County, or was that just serendipity?
I think that's serendipity. He's really become a classic person for getting things done and has some very, very strong techniques.
He absolutely is. He's been a guest on the show a couple of different times, and we're glad to have him here in Ventura County. Irene, one of the things that I also found very interesting in your book is you've got resources on the web for feeling happier. Boy, there's some times when we can all need to feel a little bit happier. What are some of those resources we could tap into?
Well, I love my psychology tests. I love to take tests on myself to see how happy I am and what I can do to get better. Psychology Today has some free tests that you can use, anyone can use, to assess your psychological mood at the moment and to try to feel better. BBC had put up some information about the science of happiness, and what they've discovered is actually feeling happier is a matter of not feeling unhappy. Because unhappiness is a very active thing in the brain. There's a part of your brain called the amygdala that just goes off and when you're unhappy and makes unhappy thoughts. If you can distract that little part by doing puzzles or even Facebook, you can make yourself happier.
And we all need to do that from time to time. My guest is Irene McDermott, author of the book, The Internet Book of Life. Irene, what do you want readers to take away from reading your book, The Internet Book of Life?
Well, I want them to feel that the Internet is the friend of the family. What I'm really aiming at are moms here, moms who know about how to use the Internet, kind of. But we're all busy. We're working. We're taking care of our kids. And if I have this book by my side and I have a question, I can open to the right chapter and just get right to either the website that I need or I can download a free app onto my smartphone. A lot of this is moving out to the smartphones now, the iPhone and the Android phone, where you can download a little program that will really help you out. And it connects up to the web, and it's location knowledgeable. So, for instance, the Yelp app, I'm in a city, I don't know where I am, I can find a restaurant near me that can help me and my family.
That is great. My guest has been Irene McDermott, author of the book, The Internet Book of Life. Thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.